The A Place for All ordinance, sponsored by Supervisor Raphael Mandelman, was met with heavy criticism when he first proposed it in 2020. Critics said it would direct funds away from permanent housing solutions. Mandelman made changes. At a committee hearing, he cited dogged support from community members and business owners and said it is essential that the city pass this legislation.
We are on track to continue expanding our permanent supportive housing stock as quickly as possible, and yet we continue to have tremendous challenges around unsheltered homelessness. I think as we spend now not hundreds of millions of dollars, but approaching billions of dollars a year on homelessness, I think our residents and businesses have the right to expect the city to make changes in what's happening in our public spaces. And this is a choice. According to the most recent point in time count, over 95% of New York City's homeless population is sheltered, compared to less than 50% of San Francisco's homeless population. We need to change that, and hoping that this legislation will help us move in that direction.
Unlike San Francisco, New York City has a court-mandated right to shelter. San Francisco has an estimated 8,000 unhoused residents, nearly 5,200 of whom are sleeping on the streets as of the official count in 2019. Critics of Mandelman's legislation pointed out that his definition of shelter is a lot looser than in cities like New York. The A Place for All ordinance would allow up to 10% of shelter spaces to be safe sleeping sites, meaning tents on streets. Additionally, up to 50% of shelter spaces would still be in congregate shelters, which organizations like the National Coalition on Homelessness say can be unsanitary, dangerous, and strip people of their dignity. The coalition has also pointed out that most of Mandelman's proposed shelter spaces fall into the category of temporary housing, when investing in permanent housing is a much more effective and potentially equally costly solution. However, the decision to add safe parking spaces to the legislation is considered a victory by homeless advocates. Supervisor Myrna Melgar, who advocated for the safe parking amendment, says she supports the ordinance because inaction is not an option.
It is unacceptable for one of the wealthiest cities in the world with a $14 billion budget to have folks living on the streets with no recourse and no hope to eventually be housed.
A policy advocate for Glide Memorial Church, Eliana Binder, raised the concern that the legislation did not center the voices of homeless people and would give the city license to sweep homeless encampments.
The amendments to this ordinance were an effort to rescue a poorly designed policy that failed to incorporate their voices. We remain concerned this will aggressively sweep our most vulnerable neighbors and establish a pathway to nowhere if there are not sufficient permanent housing resources.
So far, a funding source for the ordinance has not been discussed, and according to San Francisco news organization 48 Hills, the cost of maintaining shelter spaces could be up to $400 million per year. For KPFA News, I'm Ellie Prickett-Morgan.